everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I tell you, I can hardly wait to get into this because the power and the anointing of God is so strong in this room right now. When we closed for yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about Brother Leroy Thompson was bringing up the fact that God has given us His best, and we need to expect the best. As we identify with identity, because Jesus is I Am, and stop identifying with Adam and his fall, and begin to identify with Jesus and His resurrection. Absolutely. He's at the right hand of glory.
Glory to God.
And as Brother Thompson pointed out, then as He is, so are we in this world. 1 John chapter 4. And He went through Scripture after Scripture after Scripture. These exceeding great and precious promises that by these we become partakers of the divine nature of God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we expect God's best. Jesus is the best He had. And He gave Him to us. We've received His best. But then we need to renew our minds to be grateful for what we have, but we're always reaching into God for improvement, to develop, to come to a higher level. We're reaching for His best, always His best. I want to present His best in everything I do, and I want to be the best I can, not just in my own natural self, but I want to give Him my best. And just as we finished yesterday's broadcast, you gave me a testimony.
Yes, sir.
That I want other people to hear this.
Yes, sir. And I believe that the anointing will come off on a lot of people when this testimony is given. I believe that what God has given me is not for me. It's for the body of Christ. Training in the spirit and training in financial matters, the Lord began training me. I didn't know what He was training me for. He was training me for this moment. Mm-hmm. The money comes as revelation, money with a mission, the other things that I'm teaching to the body of Christ. And so when Carol and I was about to build our dream home, we had the down payment. I had a good name to get the credit at that time. But every time we would open the blueprint up at a bank, they would come up with some excuses that we couldn't. We went to about five or six banks that they couldn't do it. And I recognized what was going on. They're just trying to hold me out because I was a preacher, I guess, you know. And so I had to go preach to Philadelphia, and I was flying commercial at that time. Coming back home, I had got up in the first class, thank God. And the Lord bumped me up in first class. I'll tell you about that sometime. But I came, and I was sitting, and Carolyn was asleep. And so I just went over my mind. I said, these people are giving me so much trouble. And the Lord told me to build a house. I said, well, I'll just build it later. I'll build one of these small houses. And that's when I got that word. And that word's going to come out for you. If somebody listens to us today, they're going to get this word. I heard it strongly. Don't sell up for less. I have provided for you to have the best. And I mean, it shook that whole plan to me, you know, that God, and boy, I came back home. I said, man, I'm going to build it. I went to another bank, went to another one. Finally, I got to a third bank. And the guy said, you know, I just won't do so. We're going to work this out. And that's how we built that house. But the Lord gave me those prophetic words for the body of Christ, that you don't have to keep selling for less. You don't have to keep being at the end of the line. You don't have to keep, you're not a beggar. You're not someone that do not have an identity. We're talking about your identity with Christ. One of the things I wrote here, Christ's identity and ability is the revelation of the believer's identity.
Well, that's the reason He sent the Holy Ghost here to dwell inside you.
So we're going to have the same identity, same power, same strength, same anointing.
And He helped you grow as the revelation grew inside of you, and as it expanded, as it grew, you got to a place where you no longer needed a bank.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Because
hallelujah.
Step by step, as you believe Him, now you almost become the bank.
Well,
for the situation, you know.
We're supposed to be owning the banks.
Yes.
Instead of the other way around. It's just the bank owning the church and owning the, our houses and owning everything we got. We should have been further along by now than we would have been if we hadn't give up way back there, you know, 1,000 years ago and started going this poor mountain.
Unbelief in
doubt. We would have owned banks.
You know, Brother Colvin, another strong insight the Lord gave me to the kingdom process is when I wrote that book, You're Not Broke, You Have a Seed. That Lord gave me that real strong tell the body of Christ, you're not broke, you have a seed. Why? 2 Corinthians 9:10 says he'll supply the seed to the sower and multiply the bread, multiply the seed, and so on. And he just showed me something the other day on that verse. And it just come up in my spirit, so I'm going to share it. He said, increase the fruit of your righteousness. And I read it many times, and just a couple of weeks ago, the Lord said, you know what I'm saying when I say increase the fruit of your righteousness? I said, well, can my righteousness increase? No, he said, I said, increase the fruit of your righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I always thought he was talking about increasing my righteousness. No, he said, I can't increase your righteousness. Your righteousness is full blast because your righteousness is in Christ. He says, I'm talking about increasing wealth and riches and increase in your life. I said, well, he said, Psalm 112. He said, in the house of the righteous, there should be wealth and riches. He said, when I say I increase the fruit of your righteousness, this isn't talking about you being a holy person. He says, whatever righteousness produced, you can have it.
Well, I'm thinking about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added to you. Well, when that addition begins, it shouldn't just stop right there. And the fruit of seeking him first should continue to grow.
On and on and on and on and on. You know, prosperity will, understanding prosperity as we speak in it this week, it will blast you out of lack. It'll blast you out. It'll finally blast you out. You keep feeding like those who are listening to your brother, constantly listening. You keep feeding it. All of a sudden, man, you'll rocket out of this thing. I mean, it might seem like you're going inch by inch by inch. That's the way it was me. Inch by inch, obedient by obedient, obedient. All of a sudden, the Lord said, that's enough.
Yeah, we had that.
Blast you out.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even know.
Yeah.
I've heard, you know, it take a woman to tell you about having a baby. You know, they carry that baby for 9 months. They wobble around, sleep on their back, you know. And then they have some type of pain when they have that baby. But after having that baby, I'm told, they can't remember none of it. And so that's what happened when you're answering along. And it's somebody right now, you know, you think it's not working. You've sown your seed. You've given your tithe. You think it's not working. Let me tell you something. From experience and from the love of God, it is working.
Stay
Keep
with it.
Doing
yeah.
what you're doing. Laugh when you think you want to cry, because sometimes you'll feel a little pressure, but just keep on pressing, because you're sort of like a person in the womb of the Spirit, and all of a sudden you're going to breathe out and you're going to say, wow, how I got you. And it's because you stayed faithful. Stay faithful. Don't be getting discouraged. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't lose heart. Don't faint.
I heard a man of God say this one time. He said, you know, I was in a food line and I had my tray, and he said, there was a lot of people ahead of me. And then he said, I'm hungry. I was just lying at her. I'm really hungry, but I can't do nothing about it. I got to stay in line. If I get out of line, man, I got to go all the way to the back. So he said, I began to get happy. He said, these people coming away, man, they got all this food on them trays, man, and they're coming out. Whoa, look at that.
Look
he
at
said,
it, yes.
He said, what,
That's
I,
where I'm going.
What I get so happy about? The lines are moving. The line's moving, man, and I'm in the line. He said, I see Ken and Gloria getting blessed, and I see these other people getting blessed. He said, hey, the line's moving, brother.
That's why I testify so much. I remember you telling me when you came down to the church, you said, Brother Leroy, now there's a hairy line between boldness and arrogance. You know, I never forgot that. That was years ago.
Yeah,
you said some people don't understand the boldness you have, but stick with it. Brother Roberts told me the same thing. He said, stick with, boy, you got something. He said, don't turn it loose. Stick with it. And I had other great men of God tell me, don't turn this loose. You know, you got something. Go with it. Brother Hagin, you got something. Go with it. And so that boldness in finance and the testimonies I tell, it may seem like I'm bragging. It also seems like you're bragging. I ain't got nothing to brag about, Brother Copeland. The Lord did that. You know, my background don't tell me, you know, we ain't come, I didn't come from where I am now. But it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. But how can I tell the body of Christ that it worked? Why did God say in the Amplified Bible, the 13th chapter of Genesis, that Abraham was extremely rich? Why did God, when he was explaining Job's righteousness, bespeak all of the things that he had permitted Job, his servant, to be blessed with? It's for a reason. And that's why I cannot be a coward. I cannot hide what God is doing for me. I'm not afraid of anybody, because I know the body of Christ need to hear, need to see that God can take you from nowhere and take you anywhere you want to go. And that's why I testify sometime about my house. I testify about cars. People think I'd be testifying. Listen, I know a man's life consists not in the abundance he possess. I know it's nothing. I'm only a steward. I know it's nothing a man can bring in this world. There's nothing he's going to carry out. I understand that. But by the same token, to a God, I'm following a pattern that is off track to the system so long. God advertised his goodness.
Yeah.
He wanted people to know, and they wanted to see it.
I heard the Lord say this. Lori and I had set ourselves aside like you and Carolyn did, and we prayed and sought God of whether or not we were supposed to build that house. And I heard Gloria say, if it, you know, well, you know, she spent 30 years planning and drawing, because she enjoyed it.
Yes.
And back there when we first got married, we read a book where Brother Roberts said in that book, don't let somebody steal your dreams.
Don't let
he said, write them down.
Write them down.
And enjoy it. You know,
yeah, keep believing for it.
So right up at the top of her little list, she put in the perfect house for our family. Well, right up there, you know.
Yes.
That's what she enjoyed. She kept house pictures and... Well, she kept the whole magazine for a while. We got so many magazines,
yeah,
we couldn't,
I know, I've been
couldn't
right
carry
right
them, you know. But so then she started taking those pictures out that she liked, and she filed the pictures, and she'd make plans, and we'd come in off the road, and she'd spread that all over the table. She just enjoyed herself, man. And just spend hours at it, you know. Well, one day she said, I got to do something here. She said, I'm either going to have to build this house or quit fooling with it.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I heard the Lord say. He said that dream that has developed in her for a 30-year period of time, he said that, which is hope. It's the Bible word for it is hope.
Yeah.
The world equates hope with wishing.
Yeah.
Are you going to get healed or not? I sure hope so. That's not Bible hope.
That's not Bible hope.
Bible's hope, that what those words translated hope, are intensive, white, hot expectation. Then you add faith to that, you got the substance.
That's what Abraham did.
That's what he did. And so I heard the Lord say, this dream has begun to take upon itself faith. That thing's about to be born.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sensing it. It is, something's going to have to happen here. I heard her say to the Lord, she said, Lord, if it's not your will for me to build this house, you just say so, I'll never bring it up again and I'll never have a regret. And so she rolled a care of it over on the Lord. Then I heard the Lord say, very plainly, we had set ourselves aside for a week to pray about this, to hear the wisdom of God. I'm just sitting in the front room there just had been praying in the Spirit. I just had just quietened down a little bit. The word of the Lord came to me. He said, I want you to lay hands on her and I want you to minister this house to her. And he gave me a scripture to read. I didn't know it, but it was the same scripture she had written down by that, on that little list 30 years before. And when I started ministering it to her, the Lord said, if people will allow this home to impress their spirit, he said, I'll give them one like it or better, and it has nothing to do with what they do for a living.
Absolutely.
It had nothing to do with it.
Absolutely.
And I began to realize that this is part of his prospering the ministry so that people can realize what's there for them.
Yes. Yes, you see, now, the word came up in my heart when you were talking about it. It's a prospering mantle. I never heard this before, but the Lord just, when you were speaking about it, it's a prospering mantle that God had placed on certain individual lives to display his goodness that he'll do anything for you.
Yeah.
It's a mantle. It's a mantle. And if, Brother Coleman, I found out that there are certain things that if I don't do it, I'm going to get in major trouble.
You get in trouble.
I mean, things that seem materialistic or like it's just something I want to do. There are certain things he tells me to do in the arena of finances that if I don't do those things, I sense trouble bubbling, that I disobeyed God in his blessing. See, you can disobey God in his blessing. In other words, when God want to bless you, he don't want you messing around with it. He wants you to go ahead and do what he wants you to do. Regardless of what anybody say about it, he said, I'll handle them. You do what I tell you to do because more people are going to be blessed over than these grumblers, these gripers are going to be here, these fault finders, these people. I was in a meeting the other night and the people was giving, you know, and that money coming to Revelation, this give. And all of a sudden, I mean, a lady brought up a $10,000 check, another brought up a $5,000 check. All of a sudden, I stopped right in the middle. I said, somebody calculating up in here. Who that calculating? Man said, oh, right there, she calculating. She trying to keep up with it. Then she get in the flow of what's going on. Ain't nobody counting no money. The Lord, money just flowing. You get in the flow and get blessed.
Yeah.
You trying to calculate what's coming up. That what's coming up going in the ministry, gone. And you missing out trying to calculate. So you see, people don't understand it. So you're always going to have someone who don't understand. But I remember teaching in the 30 days of glory. And I remember the Lord had me say some things specifically for Gloria. I mean, he had me say something. He had me say some things.
Yeah.
He had me say some things that would not plant the seed, just encouragement for her dream to go for it. God do that for us all. You have you say something, have somebody say something, and it give us encouragement. You say, yeah, I'm going for it. This is it.
Well, you know, we never mentioned that house publicly, and I've never received an offering for myself at any time, anywhere, for anything.
Sure.
And we never mentioned it. Never said anything to anybody but God about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were miraculous things that happened, Leroy.
Absolutely.
And it was just, Gloria and I just stood there and we made this little plaque that said, this is the work of the Lord and it's marvelous in our eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Amen.
He excited.
The word of the Lord while you were speaking there came into my spirit. So I need to give it out.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, we were saying, you know, you were talking about going to that bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of blurped out of my mouth, we ought to own the bank.
Yes, heard that.
Well, and then I thought, well, that was kind of instead of the banks owning us, the body of Christ ought to be owning the bank. Well, now, wait a minute. Isn't it the blessing of Abraham that's upon us?
Mm-hmm.
Why did the world get so mad at Abraham's seed? Is because they own the banks.
They own the banks.
They had the banking system.
Absolutely.
The power of God gave them the wisdom and the wealth, and they owned it. And it's what, that's the reason, one of the reasons Hitler hated them so and wanted to kill them all, because he couldn't get his hands on those banks without getting them out of the way.
Well, that's why they come so hard against this message. See, this message is no new truth.
No.
It's how God
is there all the time.
This is covenant. This is kingdom. This is anointing. This is the word of God. This is how God wants his people, the children of Israel. He said he brought them out. There was not one feeble one among them. He brought them out with silver and gold, too.
And there's always going to be somebody who won't fight about it, but I don't change it.
No, it doesn't change it. And, you know, I walk in love as much as I can with them, but I'm not stopping. Because if I know I stop, I'm going to get in trouble, man. Yeah. The Lord told me to go tell the body of Christ. He said, "This, go tell the body of Christ. If I miss it, God will help me." You know what I'm saying? But I'm aiming to hit it every time. I heard about who it was, Babe Ruth. You know, he said, Babe Ruth struck out many times. They asked old Babe, said, "Well, why you hit so many home runs?" He said, "I'm swinging for the wall every time.
Every time.
I might not hit it, but I'm swinging." And that's what I'm doing, Brother Copeland. I'm swinging for the wall. I'm swinging for the body of Christ, that the body of Christ can get in place. This gospel got to be preached. And Zechariah 1, again, 17th verse says, "My city shall be spread by prosperity." I have one more principle I want to get out. Devout gratitude for all the blessing which are always available to us to the extent that we recognize and accept them. I want to go over them principle and principle. Now watch. Devout gratitude for all the blessing which are always available to us. Now listen very carefully. To the extent that we recognize and accept them. So we're talking about availability. We're talking about recognizing that they're there. And we're talking about accepting them. That's all the Father, he wanted to know. He wants to be thankful that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. And the Lord wants you to have the best. Hear me? The Lord wants you to have the best.
And remember that it was him
that
gave you the power
to get well.
To get well.
Yeah.
Acknowledge him. Recognize him.
And accept it.
And accept it.
The blessing of the Lord make his
with
rich.
With devotion.
Yeah, with devotion.
With devotion.
With devotion. Gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you for your goodness.
Leroy, what a two weeks.
It's been a blessing.
What a body of work you have laid out on our spiritual table. Praise God. We're going to feed on this over and over. You can go to the internet and get it. Feed on it over and over and over. Just glean from it. Praise God.
It's been a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Been a blessing being here with you, Brother. Mm-hmm. Always a blessing being with you.
Praise God. Brother Leroy and I'll be back in just a moment.
Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country as we come together with believers from around the world. Spend an entire week in the Word at these life-changing meetings in 2008. Start things off in California at the West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th, this year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from the 4th to the 9th of August at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Finally, come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention, August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. You now have, because of these broadcasts and so forth, you have a base now in which to stand and operate by faith in the sowing of your seed into this ministry, into your church, into the other ministries as God leads you to sow. God's calling on you to sow into Brother Leroy's ministry and the church. And I mean, you do it, and you do it exactly the way the Lord instructs you to do it. Now, Father, we pray. We ask you to reveal to each person in the sound of my voice exactly what you would have them do in the sowing of their seed today, where you want it to go, how you want them to do it. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord Jesus. You are the Lord of the offerings. You're the Lord of the tithe. You are the Lord of all of our giving. And we thank you for taking your place. And because you are, then we am. Hallelujah. Then I am. Glory be to God. Now, thank you for standing with us. Those of you that are outside the United States receiving this broadcast, your offering stays right there in the area where you are. It does not come to the United States. It stays right there. You use the address that's on your screen. Go to church this weekend. I tell you, I've sensed this in my spirit several times, and I want to say this to you today. There's many of you out there that need to pray and seek God because you've picked up in your spirit that you need to go to Darrah, Louisiana, and you need to go visit Brother Leroy and Carolyn's church there because some of you, God, are calling you to move there. And if that's where your church is, then that's where your prosperity is. If that's where your church is, that's where your job is. If that's where your church is, that's where your protection is. You need to be where your church is because that's where the power is for your life. Praise God. Next week, Gloria and Billy Brim are going to be back on. Woo, they got some things to say to you about the new year. Amen. Thanks again.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I'll tell you one of these days how this has blessed my life. Yes, amen. Sir. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Leroy Thompson reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.